I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we have a show for you today with so much stuff, I don't even know if I'll get through all the stuff. But we got a lot of it. So we're going to give it a shot. So, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, so if you've been by the blog of course being drbill.tv, drbill.tv as it says there on the screen, we have so many stories, so many things to look at, and we're going to look at them best we can. So let's go to the blog and question the one we just discussed. If you go all the way back to our last video netcast, which of course was 466, this being 467, see how that works? We have the next news item. We'll pick right up with that, which is there's a second-gen Chromecast coming? Yes, indeed. So the rumor goes. And you know how accurate rumors are. Yeah. Could take that one to the bank. But anyway, 9 to 5 Google is reporting that Google could launch a second-gen Chromecast Ultra later this year. Key features include Android TV support, a form factor similar to the third-gen Chromecast, and an external remote control. Sources told the site that the new remote could borrow elements from the Daydream View remote as well as Apple TV. Okay, the device itself, my tongue got tied, device itself is said to resemble a third-gen Chromecast device, including the signature G logo and the HDMI connector, with updates to keep the new devices current with Google's most recent products. No word yet on pricing or release date, because we don't even know if it's real, but there's that. Next item. Google extensions have been removed from Google Play. As you know, you can go into the Google Play store and you can click on an extension and add it to your Chrome browser. Well, they found 500 extensions. They were in the Play store that was mining private data of 1.7 million users. Yikes. This is from Hacker News. Google removed 500 malicious Chrome extensions from its web store after they found it. They were injecting malicious ads and siphoning off user browsing data to servers under the control of attackers. Now, you know that if they removed 500, there's probably more there that didn't get removed. And as long as we're on the theme of malware, just be careful what extensions you use, okay? And it's not just Chrome. After all, Chrome extensions can be used in Brave browser. They can be used in Vivaldi browser. Anything that's Chrome-based, okay? So be careful out there. Anyway, there is an evil coronavirus malware exploit going on. And basically what it is, with everybody freaking out over COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, there are sites that they have, you know, click here to see how many people have been infected around the world. We'll show you maps. Then you click, and once you click, it takes you to a site that infects your computer with malware. These people are evil, I'm telling you. So just don't do it. I'm telling you, the people that are being infected by the coronavirus, there's a bunch of them. You don't need to know the exact number. You don't need to see what, you know, map of countries that are affected. Just don't. Okay, next item. Firefox is going to remove FTP service from the Firefox browser. They have deemed FTP to be insecure. And I use FTP all the time. So this is not a good trend that FTP is coming under suspicion. But anyway, I mean, use secure FTP for sure. Don't use clear text FTP. Come on, folks, think about it. Anyway, but they're going to remove it. They're going to remove it entirely from Mozilla. Yeesh. All right, next item. There's no such thing as a free Netflix. Yeah, there's no such thing as a free lunch. You've heard that old saw? Well, there's also no such thing as a free Netflix. There's a lot of people, again, because of the coronavirus, they're saying, hey, because of the coronavirus, we're going to give you a free pass to Netflix. Click here. Look, folks, just don't even click here, okay? Don't click on those links. Because, again, they aren't giving away, Netflix is not giving away free Netflix. It is a come on to get you to click on links. And then people get infected through those links. I tell you. And what's with all the people going out and hoarding toilet paper? I mean, the coronavirus thing is a respiratory disease. It doesn't have anything to do with diarrhea. But people are hoarding toilet paper. Why, I say, are they hoarding toilet paper? Because they're crazy. That's the reason. And I have an article on the blog, Why Hoard Toilet Paper? Where they get into a nice intellectual discussion of why people hoard toilet paper. And I still hold, because they're crazy. Crazy, I'm telling you. And what happens when you really do need toilet paper? You can't get it. And if you can, they say, I'm sorry, you can only buy one package. Dude. Because people are buying, they had a truck that on the interstate down the road from us that was carrying 18,000 rolls of toilet paper and somebody had hijacked it. I mean, it's like, I saw somebody on Facebook, they said, if I were to take a roll of toilet paper to a Walmart parking lot and throw it out in the middle of the parking lot, would people scurry and try to get it like a bunch of seagulls going after a french fry? The answer is yes, they would. Yee. People are crazy hoarding toilet paper. What's the world coming to? It's coming to toilet paper, apparently. I could make a comment there, but I won't. Anyway, next item, YouTube is cutting streaming quality during the coronavirus crisis. That's hard to say. The coronavirus crisis. Too many ISIS's in it. But here's the thing. They're cutting down their bandwidth because so many people are on YouTube watching videos. And so they're cutting the bandwidth and cutting their quality. We need it more now than ever, folks. We're trapped here at home. We need our YouTubes. The old YouTubes. But no, they're cutting it back. Now the videos are still there. They just won't be as good a quality. It's a crazy world out there, I'm telling you. Next item. And actually, no, it's not the last item. But it's the next item. Zoom conferencing is going up in usage. I had somebody ask me, what kind of conferencing software do you recommend? You know, there's free video call, there's free conference call, there's just all kinds of things that you can do. But I said, well, you know, Zoom's good. Well, turns out Zoom, because it's intended to be a business-type video conference, isn't prepared for all the craziness that's going on out there. Apparently, Chick-fil-A staged a conference call through Zoom. They had all their employees get on, and one of the employees must have leaked the conference call number and code because somebody jumped on and started showing porn. Well, that shut the conference down pretty quick. I mean, Chick-fil-A's a Christian company. They said, whoa, and they cut it off. I mean, and they call it Zoom bombing. You know, like photo bombing where people jump in behind you at a photograph? Well, this is Zoom bombing. Anyway, the reason is the people who are putting on the conference don't have the granular control to make sure nobody can show anything. If you join the conference, you can show something. I'm pretty sure they'll fix that quickly. At any rate, Zoom knows if you're paying attention to the call. So they're kind of watching you. They also are tracking your attention. So they're tracking you. They also can hack into your camera. What? I mean, that's tacky and weird. And you have ways you could protect your data. So that some of that's covered here in the article that I have in the drbill.tv post. You use two devices during Zoom calls. Your phone to check your email and chat with other call attendees, not your microphone. That is safer to use your phone. Because, you know, they can't intercept your phone. They can intercept your audio from your computer. But anyway, do not use Facebook to sign into Zoom. It might save time, but it's a poor security practice. And it dramatically increases the amount of personal data Zoom has access to because they can mine it out of your Facebook account. Keep your Zoom app updated. Zoom removed the remote web server from the latest versions of the apps. If you recently downloaded Zoom, you shouldn't have to be concerned about this, but if you've got an old version, you need to download the newest version. So be aware that Zoom has its issues. Now, speaking of companies that are throttling their bandwidth, Microsoft is throttling the bandwidth on some 365 services. You know, their Office 365 suite. So they're throttling some of their services because of the high demand. So many people working from home, using Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, all of their various services through Office 365. And so they are creating a OneNote. OneNote and Teams will be read-only for commercial tenants, excluding EDU. Users can go to OneNote for the web for editing. The download size and sync frequency of file attachments has been changed due to all the activity. You can find details on these and other OneNote-related updates at http://aka.msnotesupdates. Okay, SharePoint. They are rescheduling specific back-end operations to regional evening and weekend business hours. Impacted capabilities include migration, DLP, and delays in file management after uploading a new file, video, or image. And they also are reducing video resolution for playback, just like YouTube is. Streams. People's timelines have been disabled for newly uploaded videos. Pre-existing videos will not be impacted. Basically, they're cutting some of the features because of the increased usage. There's just craziness going on out there. And those of us that are sitting at home are trapped in a world we never made. Quote from Howard the Duck. Shows you what this is doing to me. And I'm sure all of us are a little nutty because of being enclosed in four walls. You can go out. I went out a little while ago and checked the mail just to get out of the house. You know, you kind of look, is there anybody out there? No, I'll go get the mail. Anyway, Let's be safe out there, particularly online. There's so many things they're trying to take advantage of this whole thing and making people click on things, so don't click. Okay? Well, that'll do it for this show. Had a lot of stuff. But at any rate, remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.